This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You might never have heard of the News Media Alliance, but chances are you're familiar with their work. It's a newspaper trade group, counting among its members the biggies, the New York Times, the Journal, the Washington Post, but also dozens of local and regional papers, many of whom have fallen upon economically more difficult times, thanks, the group says, to Google and Facebook. It plans to ask Congress for permission to bargain collectively with the online conglomerates over ads and content deals without getting into antitrust trouble. For more, we got our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the line to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
Tell me what these news outlets want, would you?
So they want to, at its heart, they want to be able to negotiate payment and distribution deals with Facebook and Google as a group. So instead of, you know, not just the New York Times, but instead of the Miami Herald or the Bismarck Tribune having to go and try to get a meeting with Facebook and Google and then make their own deal for revenue sharing or, you know, how customer data is distributed. They want to be able to do that collectively without getting accused of antitrust violations. So they're asking for a new law. And then they're also looking for better leverage so that they can get better deals than, for example, instant articles on Facebook, where papers essentially give away content for hardly any money. You know, yeah, they want to do better than that.
So let me actually just poke a sharp stick in the eye of the News Media Alliance, which is the name of this group, as I said. They didn't keep up digitally, and now they want special treatment.
You know, yeah, it's hard not to see it that way. In fact, the parallel for me is a little bit of the record industry when MP3s came out. And you could argue that they made very similar mistakes. The news business did not transition to digital soon enough to keep these ad dollars. They glommed on to the same kind of tactics that social media was using, clickbait and slideshows and sponsored content that alienated consumers. And then they did give away a ton of their content and their power to social media and to Google and Facebook because they thought it would be an easy way to reach audiences. And now they need help.
The business model of media, though, forever has been ads based, right? And so how do we fix that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of these moves do assume that the business model has to be based on ads. What they're worried about is Google and Facebook sucking up all of these ad dollars. But they also want simple things like the ability to have a subscription button for a newspaper and ways to paywall articles that might help. The truth is, though, that strong media antitrust laws help protect media and could have solved some of these problems earlier. For example, a lot of what happened to local and mid-size daily newspapers is that they got bought by big companies like McClatchy or Lee Enterprises, which then consolidated, cut costs, laid off staff, you know, relied more on wire services. So you had weaker local news. That doesn't entice people to subscribe. That doesn't entice advertisers. And so some of these business problems are of the business's own making. Mm. And, you know, ganging up to negotiate better with Google and Facebook doesn't really help those fundamentals.
Molly Wood, she is our senior tech correspondent. We do a podcast together, too, by the by. It's called Make Me Smart. You can get it on Apple Podcasts, wherever you like. Check it out. Subscribe. Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Kai.